May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 615. Sinners called by grace and blessed with a living faith in Christ must not think to be caressed by a world of sin and vice. Satan's agents cannot love the Saviour's choice. Hymn 615.
Thank you. Tonight, as we together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to John, the Lord's Prayer in chapter 17. The Gospel according to John, chapter 17, the Lord's Prayer unto his Heavenly Father. And we pray, as Jesus prayed for his disciples and for his church, that we may each have an interest in this prayer that he prayed for us. From the babe in arms to the aged pilgrim, that he prayed for us. These words spake Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. They have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. May the Lord bless his word of truth to us and help us to seek him in prayer at the throne of grace. O Lord, our God, once more thou hast in thy rich mercy, goodness and providence brought us through the scenes of another week, much coming, much going, many things to thank thee for. Thou hast given unto us health and strength naturally according to thy will. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And we've known that strength naturally, and whereby we've been able to go about those things needful and necessary and lawful for us to do here below. Thou hast also kept us, preserved us, and watched over us all our path. And Lord, thou hast been with us in all our comings and goings. And thou hast provided for us, supplied all our needs. We have much to be thankful for, Lord, but we would not take anything for granted, Lord. Thou dost supply all needs, and we thank thee, Lord, for bringing us thus far. We thank thee, Lord, that we are in thy hands, under thy care. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing us to another Lord's Day. Another Lord's Day where we pray for grace, where we pray that we might be helped to worship thee in spirit and in truth, and where thou wouldest be pleased to dwell with us and in the midst, Lord. Bring our souls into gospel peace and rest, we pray thee, Lord. And we do pray that as we assemble together in thy name, that we have come feeling our need of thee, a need for thy word, a need to be sustained inwardly and spiritually in our souls, a need, Lord, in our souls to feast upon thy name, to feast upon the storehouse of the gospel, those many blessings and favours and mercies which are laid up for them that love thee, thy blessed promises. And Lord, we come, Lord, seeking to feast upon the same. For thou hast the words of eternal life, and our need is for thy word to come and to sustain us, to bring us, Lord, near to thee, to partake of thee. The glories of thy gospel grace, the wonderment of salvation unto sinners, the unworthy, those indeed whom thou didst come to seek and to save, to redeem, to pardon and forgive. Oh, may that grace be known and experienced in each of our souls, that there is forgiveness with thee. O Lord, we do pray, enlarge our souls upon the blessedness of thy person, thy merits, all that thou didst come to do for guilty, ruined sinners, the wonderment of thy grace, that thou shouldest come and do anything for us at all, Lord. We were in the world, we were dead in trespasses and in sins. We were far from thee, Lord. And we went forth as lost sheep, Lord, going astray. But oh, the wonderment, Lord, of thy grace, to watch over us and to preserve us in our path, whilst we followed the course of this world, whilst we were found far from thee and without Christ in the world, and yet thou didst watch over us, preserved and kept. And O Lord, as we think of these mercies, Lord, now that we bow down our unworthy heads before thee, that thou, Lord, shouldest come to any one of us, that thou shouldest come, Lord, to where we were, even in our sins. For God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Is the wonderment of grace. And we do pray, Lord, that it may be the experience of everyone that gather here, the eldest to the youngest, that thou art preserving them, Lord, because thou hast a purpose of love and grace towards them. And Lord, we do pray that there are those who have found mercy that gather here. And we do know that they pray also that that mercy may come to everyone that gathers, that mercy that flows through thy precious sin-atoning blood, that mercy that flows through that holy and perfect sacrifice that thou didst give thy life for sinners, to atone for all their sins, to redeem them, to purchase them by thy blood, to save them. And O Lord, we pray for this mercy, that it may come to everyone that gathers here. And we would be mindful, Lord, of all our gatherings together in churches in our denomination, and that those that worship in spirit and in truth, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to visit this day and enter into the soul of sinners, that thy word may be made effectual and powerful in and upon them, that they might know that glorious change most needful. Ye must be born again, born from above, born from heaven, that blessing may come, Lord, to sinners this day, that thy grace may abound over all sin, and that there may be a glorious entering in of sinners from the world into the kingdom thy dearly beloved Son. O Lord, we do pray that this mercy may come forth this day. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased to look upon this little gathering together in thy name. We say little, Lord, because thy people, Lord, are but a remnant in the earth, a minority indeed, a few here and a few there, that truly seek to worship thee at thy feet. But we do pray, Lord, that each and every one that gather here have come, Lord, with a need in their souls, a need for mercy, a need that they might be accounted those whom thou wouldest show thy favour and love to. And, O Lord, we do pray, as we gather here, that there may not be any empty sent away this day. Sent away, Lord, without some token, some encouragement, some word in their souls, that thou art working in and upon them to encourage them in the way of salvation. We pray that there shall not be any that gather here, Lord, that come in and out of the doors of this thy house, of the door upon the hinges, unmoved and unconcerned in respect of their never-dying immortal souls. Thou knowest how that we pray over and over again, Lord, in respect of that that is the most important thing to us, that there is an eternity before us. And where do we stand in respect of eternity? Is it an eternity in the blessedness of redeemed souls, in the blessedness of those that shall see thee face to face and behold thee as thou art, an eternity in everlasting joy and peace and happiness, an eternity where none indeed shall ever again be plagued in respect of sin, uncleanness, their many rebellings and backslidings, their many and sad departings from thee, and the evil of their hearts, the uncleanness, an eternity where they have seen the blessedness of all that they were put away in Jesus, never again to see, and never again to be burdened and mourners over sin. But that eternity with thee, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, to put away all their sin, give them everlasting joy upon their heads, or shall it be an eternity, the broad way to destruction, the continuance in it, on the solemn truth of being left and remain as those that shall perish. But Lord, we pray for the blessing and the truth that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And, O Lord, we pray for these blessings, and that thou wouldest, Lord, be pleased to disturb the souls that seem to remain unconcerned, that thou wouldest be pleased to move and to turn hearts and to save sinners by thy grace. These mercies we pray and ask for. And we pray now for thy presence, Lord, that thou wilt be with us this day. We thank thee that we have liberty and freedom to gather together in thy name in this land of ours. We thank thee, Lord, for the gospel grace of our God. We thank thee for the good news that it holds for sinners, for the comfort of thy people. The gospel that holds good news to lift up and strengthen thy people. The bruised reeds and smoking flaxes, the poor and the needy of thy flock, those that are ready to faint in the way, those under the burden and sense of their sins and iniquities, those passing through trials and difficulties, one sort and another, those in afflictions and infirmities, those indeed who feel the solemn truth of their much emptiness on right things and good things, those that feel that their hearts are given to the world and worldliness and worldly cares and appear only to give thee but the small portion of the day, the little part of the day. Lord, come in thy gospel. Come and restore, Lord. He restoreth my soul. Only thou canst do it, Lord, through the word. Only thou canst impart life and peace. The sun in the heaven is shining. But come, Lord, to those that fear thy name, that the Son of Righteousness may arise with healing in his wings into our poor souls, to bring us again into the comfort and peace of the gospel. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Come, Lord, we pray thee, through the gospel, and appear for each one of us. Meet our case, meet our need as it arises at this time. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to arrest sinners, to arrest souls, to make souls willing in the day of thy power. So we pray for these mercies. Be with us then, Lord, and in the midst, watch over thy people here as they gather together week by week in thy name, undertake their cause and interest, and do be pleased to hear all the prayers and the petitions of thy people in this place, Lord, as they are offered up to thee. And be pleased, Lord, to show thyself in the midst of them. May there be a spiritual prosperity in the souls of thy people. And may there be a prosperity in a gathering in of numbers unto them. Lord, we prayerfully commit these things into thy hands. Help each of thy sent servants this day. Help them, Lord, as watchmen set forth upon the walls of Zion to preach the everlasting gospel. Give them words to say, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thy word through them may be made useful and profitable to thy people, that it may be a word in season to their souls. Help each and every one of them, Lord. Speak through them by thy Spirit. May a precious Christ be revealed in the gospel, and that fullness that is in him, Lord, or may it be opened up, Lord, to the hearts of thy people, a fullness that floweth out of Jesus, a fullness of mercy, of grace, a fullness of thy word and thy truth, and a fullness, Lord, of that great love that thou dost hold out towards poor ruined sinners. Oh, fullness in thee, Lord, to keep and to maintain thy people. Oh, do come to them, Lord, everyone. And so we pray for these mercies, Lord. We're unworthy that thou shouldest, Lord, do anything for us. We've no good thing within us in and of ourselves, and we often confess it, Lord, before thee. But oh, we do pray, Lord, as thou hast put within that heavenly seed of birth, oh, do come, Lord, maintain it, uphold it, strengthen it, give life and peace to it, Lord. That new life of grace within, Lord, restore, bring back, Lord. Show us again, Lord, the preciousness of the smilings of thy face upon us, the countenance, Lord, of thy love. We pray thee. Help thy servant to speak in thy name the words of this life. Give him words to say, words to speak before thy people. Through thy Spirit, Lord, teach him. And Lord, may thy Spirit come upon each soul here. Lord, we pray thee to hear and to receive thy word, mixed with faith, Lord, in their hearts, that it may find a resting and an abiding place there, Lord. And not leave them, Lord, the moment they leave the chapel steps. Do come, Lord, in thy rich mercy. We ask these things in and through the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 711. Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray, and let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ, my hiding place. Hymn 711.
help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the Gospel according to John chapter 17. And we will read from verse 9 by way of a text. Gospel according to John chapter 17, reading from verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, for them which thou hast given me, they are thine. This wonderful prayer of the Lord Jesus unto his Heavenly Father, we can see the greatness of the affection, the love Jesus had towards his people, his disciples, and all those who would believe in thy word through them. Jesus, his hour is come, and the deep concern, the care that he has towards his disciples. They had walked with him, beheld him, his miracles, heard his preaching. They clave to him. Jesus, being so affectioned towards them and bound towards them, in his great love, now seeketh their welfare, both naturally but more importantly spiritually. He seeketh to his Heavenly Father for their complete protection, their complete safety, their complete enduring through their course. And here we have Jesus showing clearly the heart of his love, how he was one indeed, so intimately acquainted with them. He knew this truth, that he was the vine and they were the branches, and that as he was the living vine, so the branches would live through him. And it is through his prayer he's going to leave them for a little season. How can they continue without him? How can they endure? How shall they come through their course? He's praying for them. And we want to know this truth. Jesus praying for us also. Was he praying for us? Do we form a part of this prayer? Are we found inside of this prayer of the dear Lord Jesus, respecting his disciples? Are we one of those whom Jesus is praying for? It is a truth that we want to know. And it is a most important truth. Jesus has a love, desire in respect of thy soul and my soul. Praise unto his heavenly Father. He commits them unto him that they would be preserved, that they would be watched over, that they would be kept. Jesus was going to leave them for a little season. Friends, we need this prayer at all times. If we're found inside of this prayer, dear friends, we shall overcome. We shall come to the end of our days, and we shall conquer over all our enemies, over all that may oppose us, over ourselves and what is in our own hearts by nature, the awful tendencies that are found in our hearts, the evil, the corruption. A very solemn truth of our forgetfulness of him, how unmindful we are of him, how careless betimes, that we seem to give him the last place. And so we see here the need of the prayer of Jesus, because we cannot keep ourselves. I cannot keep myself. I need Jesus to uphold that seed of heavenly birth within me. I need him to continually enlighten me. I need him to continually come into my soul to reveal himself and give me further tokens of his love. I need him to keep me in his power, because I cannot keep myself. And so Jesus says, I pray for them. Is it in our experience? Poor things, dear friends. But the Lord Jesus only, and this prayer of the Lord Jesus, is a prayer that his disciples and his church shall be upheld and kept, that they shall want for nothing. And this is our mercy. I pray for them. And I do believe here, except for that love that Jesus spake of, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. We see that love here. Love to his disciples, that love to his church. And this is our mercy. Our love for him grows cold and faint. Cannot keep him in our poor minds. Yet his love is constant. It is true. It is everlasting. It is abiding forever. Pray for them. The Lord Jesus was a praying man, and he is our exemplar. Prayer. I've mentioned before, great branch of our worship, prayer. Jesus says that men ought always to pray, not to faint. In Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 8 it says, "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee." This, God the Father, "in an acceptable time have I heard thee." What a mercy, this was an acceptable time, wasn't it? Jesus prayed oft in the night season, the night watches in the mountains. And he prayed in respect of the work that his heavenly Father gave him to do. He prayed in respect of that salvation that he should give to sinners. He prayed for everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. I pray for them. We got an interest in this word. Perhaps it might put a prayer into thy soul. Lord, was it a prayer for me? And if I haven't got an interest in thee, Lord, put an interest in my soul. Put a concern into my soul. May I be found in this prayer. He that is able to keep body and soul together. And so Jesus, a praying man. What an example he is to prayer. And may we know what it is. Pray without ceasing. To pray continually to the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death." Garden of Gethsemane, dear friends. See the dear Lord Jesus, about to undertake the cause and the interest of his church and people. But prayers and supplication and strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. Not to save him from passing through death. Oh, he knew that he had to pass through that, dear friends, to give life to his church. Oh, it was through his death that salvation came to sinners, that he should rise again. We know that when Jesus instructed his disciples several times that he should suffer, bleed and die and rise again the third day. You see, his rising from the dead, all the essential part of his sufferings and his death, such an important truth. And it was here, his rising from the dead was the token. His rising from the dead was the victory that he had given to the church. His rising from the dead was the satisfaction that he gave to his heavenly Father, that the church were safe, that they were redeemed. And he cried 9 supplications before his heavenly Father. Crying tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard, in that he feared he rose again. Glorious truth for the church. It was here that Jesus conquered and overcame all his enemies. Pray for them. Lord Jesus, saith Peter. Peter was often bold and proud, self-confident. A lot of the creature to be removed from him. It wouldn't be good for Peter to be a preacher of the gospel with such a bold nature, a sort of an arrogance to his nature. Oh dear friends, Satan hath desired to have thee, to sift thee. Pass through Satan's sieve. It was good that he passed through that sieve, that he should be brought no more of that nature of the dear Lord Jesus, contrite, the humble spirit. But he had to pass through Satan's sieve to come there. Believe, dear friends, that that is the place that all the Lord's dear people will in measure be brought to pass. To be removed away from ourselves and be blessed with that humble nature. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. That nature doth rise up betimes within us, even when grace has come. And we have to pray continually to the Lord to keep us in that low, humble place before him, because it is the best place. It is a good place to be found in. Place of unutterable weakness, but dependence to an all-sufficient one, needful to us. And he passed through Satan's sieve. But I have prayed for thee. Oh, see how Jesus loves his disciples here. See how he loved Peter. But I have prayed for thee. You know, that love of Jesus is unchangeable, isn't it? Yes, Peter was what he was. Oh, but his love remains the same. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Oh, it's an immutable love, an unchanging love. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, not converted because he was already a renewed sinner, but converted out of that awful nature that he possessed so much of. When thou art converted, then he's able to strengthen the brethren. And he did do that, didn't he? But I have prayed for thee. I pray for them. Oh, what a mercy it is that Jesus prayed for Peter. And I believe he has prayed for us, dear friends. Oh, he has. How often we've come into that awful nature betimes. The Lord is able to lift us up out of it. Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Thou knowest that I love thee. Ah, dear friends, that love that can never be broken or severed. Why? I have prayed for thee. Jesus only prayed for us. I pray for them. Then, also this truth, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Have we got an interest here, dear friends? Believe on him through their word, through the preaching of the gospel. Oh, we want to know something about it. Dear friends, let not this word pass by thee. The gospel is preached to you week by week. the wonderful and glorious truth of salvation and redemption through his blood. Who too, sinners? Them also which shall believe on me through their word. He is praying for those, and Jesus knew every one of them. Oh, but is it thee? My soul, pray for them. And then another truth in respect of this word. Verse 11, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Oh, he prayed for them, keep them in thine own name. Why? Oh, Jesus knew he couldn't keep themselves. Oh, he knew all about them. Oh, he knew what was in their hearts. He knew, dear friends, that they were weak and insufficient in and of themselves. Doesn't he know, dear friends, all about us? Our poor hearts cannot keep him in our mind, not for one moment. No. Keep through thine own name. They cannot keep themselves. Oh. And then keep through thine own name. And he's praying for them, keep them. I pray for them. Peter couldn't keep himself. Neither could James and John. Wished fire to come down from heaven to consume the Samaritans. Oh, what an awful spirit. You see, they couldn't keep themselves, neither can we. Old nature soon comes in and upon us. And the tempter of souls soon comes in like a flood. Keep them, keep them. Holy Father, keep through thine own name. Where was his heavenly Father's name? Why? It was in the covenant of grace. It was in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God. Where was his heavenly Father's name, dear friends? It was in the person of his dearly beloved Son. Salvation and redemption. Keep through thine own name. That's where his mercy is known. That's where his love is known. That's where his favours are known. That's where all the blessings of salvation are known. That's where all his promises are known. His own name through Jesus. Keep through thine own name. Keep them from this sinful world. Keep them from all the evil. Preserve them. And the promise stands good. He is able to do so. Thinking of Psalm 121. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Keep them. Keep them as the apple of thine eye. Keep them in thy love and fear. Keep them in faith. Keep them. Hold them. I pray for them. Keep them. Isn't it a mercy to be kept? And the Lord will keep his own. He will. Keep them. Put a wall of fire round about them. Be a shield unto them. But keep them. Enclose them in thy grace. Keep them. the Lord that has kept us and brought us thus far? Hasn't the prayer of the dear Lord Jesus been indeed answered to the affirmative, which all his prayers are, regarding the church? Yes, dear friends, kept thus far and brought to this moment of time, kept by him and preserved, watched over, cared for. I like the word kept because there's no application of it to myself. Keep them through thine own name, keep them. And so, dear friends, we're kept to this day. And then another word. He says, Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. He wants them to be with him. What a prayer this is, dear friends. It's a prayer unto the end of our days, and beyond that, dear friends. It is a prayer, dear friends. There is glory in it, that they might behold my glory. And, dear friends, there must be some hope and some consolation for our souls, that it will be well with us through all our sad desertions from him, departings, waywardness, rebelliousness, backslidings. Yet I pray for them. Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, preserved and kept. Jesus wants his people to be with him forever, to behold him, to see him, this glorious man. He is speaking here as the mediator of the church, interceding for them, a prayer of intercession, a prayer for them. Father, I will. And it is an encouragement to my soul. It will be to thine. Because all his prayers were answered to the affirmative. Father, I will. And there's something here, dear friends, for my faith to embrace, to lay hold upon, a hope, an anchor to the soul. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. We're journeying on, dear friends. Mercy it is that we have a hope. This good end in Jesus. And that we shall at the last be with him and where he is. Who hath said, I go to prepare a place for you. Our poor doubts and fears may come in and upon us in respect of these things betimes. How shall we come through? All the ugliness and awfulness of our sins arising within us so oft. How shall we ever get through? I have prayed for them. I have prayed for them. Oh, it will, dear friends. See the influence and the power of his prayer, the authority. Think of that wonderful 117th hymn. His sweet atoning sacrifice gives sanction to his claim. Ah, dear friends, what an atoning sacrifice that was. He died for these. I gave my life for them. I suffered for them. I was in agony for them. You see, Father, I will that all my saints be with me where I am. Oh, through his atoning sacrifice. Oh, what a prayer, dear friends. And what a claim for his people. Eternal life at his request. At his request. To every saint is given. Safety on earth and after death. Plenitude of heaven. Oh, the glory of it, dear friends, and the mercy of it. Pray for them. And then there is another truth. A wonderful prayer that the Lord Jesus prayed. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. One of the most wonderful prayers of the Lord Jesus, isn't it? While his enemies lay hold of him, whilst they pierced his hands and his feet with nails, crown of thorns upon his head, dealt with him such an evil way, scorned him, derided him, and he was one truly in agonies upon the cross. I cannot tell what he endured and what he passed through. Wasn't it our sins? Was it our iniquities that Jesus suffered, bled and died for? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. Is there any greater love here, dear friends, praying for his enemies? And isn't that what we were, dear friends? Enemies. Enemies to grace and enemies to goodness. That we were enemies. We were far from God. Father, friends, give them. For they know not what they do. The life that we lived. The sinful life, the wicked life. The evil heart. All the corruptions of it and the evil of it. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It was our sins that put him upon the tree, wasn't it? Was it not? Pray for them. Oh, praise for sinners. Isn't that the wonderment of grace? Friends, my poor mind cannot get into this grace betimes when I think of it. I pray for them. Live such awful lives. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And see the wonderful preaching of Peter. Great multitude, the 3,000, the day of Pentecost. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we see here the grace that abounded over all sin. The masses of the sins of that people. But grace abounded over all. Where did that grace abound, dear friends? That dear man upon Calvary's tree, that is where the grace is. Suffering in their room instead to become their surety, to deliver them from their sins. I pray for them. And all those 3,000, they all believed. See the word here. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Dear friends, isn't this the mercy? Isn't there a hope for thee, dear friends? A hope for thy soul, you see? A hope for thy sins? That this dear man came in a personal way and manner to come and to put them all away in one glorious and blessed offering and sacrifice. Yes. Pray for them. I pray not for the world. Lord Jesus never has a prayer for the world. He wasn't of the world. Neither were his disciples of the world. Neither the church that should believe on him through them. Are delivered from the world. And I pray not for the world. I pray not for all those. Very solemn truth this, dear friends. We're still in the world. It's one of the greatest parts of our deliverance, isn't it? This world, all its attractions, all the comfortable things that we can be satisfied with, all the good life as it may appear to be, getting on well, doing well, prospering. Things are getting better. Going on continually. Thou art in the world. And Jesus says, I pray not for the world. I think of this, pray not for the world. Because, dear friends, solemn truth in respect of the world is this. To everyone in the world that continue in their sins and iniquities, perish. I pray not for the world. I pray not for those that will continue in their sins and the evil of their hearts and the lusts of the flesh. No, those that are born into this world and continue to the end of their days and they do never know that glorious change of grace. I pray not for the world. Those that never had room for Christ. Those that never sought him. And those that became antichrist. And think of the anti-Christian religion that is about today. Just the same. It's in the world. And they're part of it. All the charismatic, all those that think and believe that they can supplement salvation. I pray not for them. Think of it, dear friends. May the Lord hold us, keep us, keep us. In truth and doctrine, faith and love. In the word and the scriptures of truth, keep us. Hold us to thee, that we shall not depart. I pray not for the world. I just think of the truth in Zechariah. I believe it's chapter 13. It says, and it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. Who is this third part? It's the church, dear friends. They're in the world, but not of it. Is the blessing. This world, dear friends, when Christ came into the soul, this world had to give place. Nothing in the world for a poor living soul. No. Brought out of it, crucified to the world, and the world crucified to us. Nothing in this world. I pray not for the world. Sanctified and separated. To all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. Two parts. The profane and the religious world, I believe it has reference to. But it says they shall all perish in that same way. All false religion, false teachers and false prophets. I pray not for the world. Dear friends, hear these words of the dear Lord Jesus. Pray that he may hold thee fast. Keep to him. Hold to his word and truth. True and real religion came by Jesus and can never be supplemented, no works of the flesh. No other name under heaven given amongst men whereby must be saved. No other name. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. Oh, dear friends, here is the covenant of grace. Ordered in all things and sure, all that have been given to Jesus. Praise for them. Just a word in Ephesians chapter 1 in respect of this. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Love. Given to Jesus before time began. And you know, Jesus knew every name. Oh, he knew every one of those whom his heavenly Father gave to him. He loved them then, dear friends. Loved them with an eternal love, an everlasting love. Chosen, what a blessed and glorious truth it is. The love of God to sinners. That he gave them to his dearly beloved Son before time began. And he gave them to him. And made a covenant in respect of them. That Jesus should come into this sin-cursed world. And save them and redeem them. That is the blessing. And he knows every one of them. Because the words here declare it to be so. But for them which thou hast given me. And Jesus saith, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They will, dear friends. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, Jesus came into this world, dear friends, with the love inscribed upon his heart of everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. And they went to the cross with them upon his heart. The same names, dear friends, and everyone he suffered, bled and died for. But for them which thou hast given me, ah, what a mercy it is to be one of those sovereign, free choice, dear friends. Can we question it? No, we cannot. We may question it in ourselves. Why should he love Jacob and not Esau? Why should he choose him and not Esau? They were equally as bad as one another. And so were we. Free love and choice. Oh, the wonderment of it, dear friends, that he should come and stop some in their mad career. But for them which thou hast given me, oh, what a mercy to belong to Christ, given me. Were we given to Christ before the world was, in covenant, and a covenant ordered in all things and sure. I will give thee to be a covenant for the people, or in you every one. Have we got an interest in this word? For them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And we see here, dear friends, they are thine. Oh, the greatest blessing that could come to the soul of a poor sinner is that God indeed should love a sinner, fix his love upon an everlasting love. And dear friends, all our sins and all our wicked ways and all our shortcomings and all our evil hearts never divided him from this choice. No, never divided him from his love to us. No. Where was that love? He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. That is the blessing, isn't it? His choice of us gave us to Jesus, his dearly beloved son, dear friends. For them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Jesus prays for them. Prays for everyone. And we do want to know, dear friends, the value of this prayer. There's efficacy in it, dear friends. The authority of Jesus. It's through his sacrifice and offering for our sins and iniquities. There is the plea, dear friends. There is the mercy. Pray this. You may go and pray the Lord that you may be inside of this prayer. If that is the case, then, dear friends, thy soul is blessed. Blessed indeed. And you will always praise and bless and glorify Jesus, for what he came to do for thee. Pray for them. Oh, may we be one of those, the eldest to the youngest here, everyone, that Jesus prayed for us.
The collections last Lord's Day were £640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will address the Sunday School this afternoon, and Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde will, God willing, preach next Lord's Day and also address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 347. Lord, how many are my foes, many they that me oppose. Thou my strong protector be, all my safety is in thee. Hymn 347.
grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.